Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And a happy Thursday to you, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us. Remember, you can always catch the show, if you may have missed it or want to hear it again, using our podcast. We post full episodes all places that podcasts are available, including iTunes and radio.com. So find us there to listen to us at your pleasure. And then also you can find us on our website with DA On Demand, CBSSportsRadio.com. Click on the DA Show tab. Our phone number is 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. On Twitter, DA On CBS. Our next guest is a multi-time Pro Bowl offensive lineman in the NFL. He's also a Super Bowl champion and was within a whiff of another Super Bowl in January until the non-call, one of the worst non-calls, arguably the worst non-call in NFL history, happened when the officials somehow missed Nickell Robey-Coleman's pass interference, which led to the Rams ultimately defeating the Saints and heading to the Super Bowl. Jermon Bushrod is our guest here on the DA Show this morning. Jermon, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How you guys doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I apologize for making you relive that NFC title game right there.
It's a part of my history now, so I'm okay with it.
How do you process that a couple of months later? Do you have the ability to look back and not be bitter about it?
Well, you know, you're always going to have some kind of bitterness whenever you think about it, because you got to understand the type of, you know, the situation that we were in, and, you know, there's a lot of hard work and a lot of focus that gets put into every single year. And, you know, when you have an event like that happen, it's pretty devastating, you know, for your team at that moment. But, you know, as of right now, you know, you just got to put things into perspective and understand that, you know, we would have loved to have that opportunity. You know, I would have loved to have that opportunity at the end of my 12th year to have a chance at a Super Bowl, but it didn't happen. So, you know, it is what it is. And unfortunately, it came on our expense, but fortunately for the league, you know, since the rule has been changed, it shouldn't happen to anybody else. It just it sucks that it came on our behalf. But, you know, it was a little tough to deal with a few days after it happened. You know, I didn't leave the house, didn't eat too much and things like that, you know, because it was devastating for our team and, you know, for us individually. But, you know, it is what it is now.
Most of the city of New Orleans did not watch the Super Bowl, did you?
No, I was actually out there with the whole boycott bowl. Me and my wife, we just kind of sat down and just watched the fans just embrace not watching it. And it was kind of fun to be not really be a part of it, but just to see it. You know, it was a huge party in the city of New Orleans that day, and you know, and that just goes to show you the type of resiliency that region has.
Yeah, I mean, I love New Orleans, and I love the fact that they were able to turn a negative into a positive and have the boycott bowl and a party. So, what was that like watching people try to have a good time in the face of such tragedy on a football field, essentially?
They didn't try to have a good time. They did. I seen it. You know, earlier that day, I think my wife and I, we went and grabbed a nice breakfast down in, you know, in the French Quarter. And then you could tell the people started to roll in. So we were like, well, we should probably get back to the house. And after a while, you know, we got hungry again. And then we ended up walking down to like where all the festivities and I guess all the craziness was. And it was kind of just like, I guess just like a warm up to the whole Mardi Gras season, because the streets were flooded, flooded with people, and Streets were blocked off, and people were, you know how New Orleans is. You know, don't give that city any reason to have a good time. You know, they're going to definitely turn up the right way.
No doubt. Jermon Bushrod joins us here on the show, NFL offensive lineman. Now, Zion Williamson will probably end up in New Orleans as the first pick of the NBA draft. What can he expect being an athlete in New Orleans? Because I feel like sometimes New Orleans might get a bad rap, but I feel like that would be an amazing city to get drafted by and be a star in.
Well, you know, the city of New Orleans, they're going to welcome you, man. They're going to welcome you with open arms. And it's just a good family atmosphere. You know, if you come in there and you work hard and, you know, if you can, you know, Zion could potentially, you know, be part of the reason that the Pelicans are kind of start heading in the right direction. So, the city, you got to be pumped up about that, you know. And I understand that New Orleans is a small market, and for a number one pick to go there, you know, they might not have some of the same opportunities if they were to go to, you know, where everybody was anticipating, New York, or you know, one of the other bigger cities, one of the other bigger markets. But you know what? I played in New Orleans for 7 out of my 12 years, and it was just a good place to be. You know, we were embraced. We won a lot of games. And the city, you know, the city rolled with us, and you got to be happy with that. So it's an opportunity for Zion, and I know him and his family will embrace it. And if they embrace it, the city will embrace them, and it'll be a good thing for him and his career.
Yeah, and I mean, Drew Brees has become a civic icon and nationally has an enormous brand, and that has all happened in New Orleans. So, I mean, doesn't it make sense that Zion, if he embraces going to New Orleans and becomes a superstar, could be, I mean, just as beloved as Drew Brees probably in many ways. I don't know, he'd have to probably win a championship because Drew is at that next level, but he could be a super-duper star there and really be beloved, couldn't he?
You just got to put the work in. You know, you got to come in, you got to put the work in, you got to win games, and you'll have the same type of success. You know, when it was Drew's opportunity to hit free agency, it was either here or, you know, it was either New Orleans or Miami, and he chose New Orleans, and New Orleans is a way smaller market than Miami, but he had success. You know, he won a Super Bowl. He broke a lot of records, and he is heavily loved in that city and around the world. And, you know, he has a whole bunch of opportunities, you know, off the field as well. So, you know, it's kind of a blueprint. It's a different situation, but, you know, you got to understand, you know, when you're a professional athlete, at the end of the day, you know, you do kind of control your destiny, and you need a little luck and whatnot so you don't get injured and things like that. But if you work, if you win, if you can get a championship, man, if you can bring, you know, help bring a finals to that city, it would go crazy. So he can have success. You just got to win some games, you got to work, and you know, I think he has that work ethic.
Jermon Bushrod joins us here on the show, 12-year NFL veteran on the offensive line. Did you have any individual battles on the offensive line that maybe you faced a guy twice a year or pretty regularly throughout your career that this was just a guy that you knew you had to line up against, he knew he had to line up against you, and you guys just went after it mano a mano year after year after year that you were really familiar with?
I would have to take it back, you know, kind of, you know, early on in my career, you know, you had a guy like, you know, your John Abrahams that you would have to see, and that was a battle, you know, not just for me, but anybody who played him. You know, I look at my time in Chicago, you know, I had to go, you know, you had Jared Allen a couple years, and when I went to Miami, I moved inside, so that was a whole different beast. So, you know, it was guys that you would end up seeing that you haven't played before. But over the years, man, I've had battles week in and week out with certain guys, and even guys out of my division, you know, like sometimes your Freenies or your Wares. It was just so many good people that you play against. But, you know, a guy that's in our division back in the day, you know, Abraham was somebody who you had to be ready for game in and game out.
No doubt. Jermon Bushrod joins us this morning here on the show. You've had such a decorated 12-year NFL career, multi-time Pro Bowler, world champion as well. You're also at the heart of the Visualize and Rise charity and the foundation. You guys will host the 10th annual Visualize and Rise Celebrity Charity Weekend coming up here in early June, June 7th and June 8th. You've got 1,000 attendees from all over the country, including guys that have played in the NFL for a long time, like Torrey Smith and Mark Ingram, so many of your former teammates with the Saints as well. You've got the annual golf tournament coming up. So what is the, what makes this weekend so special for you?
Well, it's just a, it's a chance for my community to come together to help out the next generation. You know, our golf tournament is what funds our Visualizing Rise scholarship program, and you know, not just the scholarship program, but we've worked closely with you know our local YMCA for membership services. You know, for young individuals who can't afford them, and then especially around Christmas time and around Thanksgiving time, we're trying to make sure that we're blessing these families. So, you know, we've raised over $600,000. You know, my family and friends, we've come together with a huge amount of volunteers. You know, so every year, you know, every dollar that goes in, we're literally pouring it right back out into the community. And, you know, it feels good, man, to be in this position. You know, I've been very blessed to play this game as long as I have, but this weekend, this opportunity for us to give out our money and our time to the younger generation and just show them that, hey, we care about you guys, we love you guys, and we want to see you succeed. It's big for us. You know, this weekend is great for us. We have the golf tournament. We have the free youth football camp, and it's our 10th year doing the camp, our 9th year doing the golf tournament, and we're just building. We're getting better. I have so much support. I'm very grateful, very thankful for these opportunities. But, you know, over the years, we've gotten bigger. We've gotten better. And, you know, the next 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, we're looking forward to, you know, making even bigger steps and impacting more lives and more individuals.
That's awesome. Friday, June the 7th, it's in Locust Grove, Virginia, and that is the golf tournament. And then the next day, June the 8th, it's in King George, Virginia, with the youth football camp. Visualize and Rise. For more information, go online and find out about this awesome celebrity charity weekend and how you can also get involved with Jermon Bushrod and a great foundation that does a lot of good stuff. Jermon, good stuff, man. Thanks so much for doing what you do, and thanks so much for the time this morning.
Thank you guys for having me on.
You got it. Jermon Bushrod joining us this morning here on the DA Show. Appreciate a guy like that putting his efforts and his money and his energy and his resources back into his community and others.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.